Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. I'm recording this a couple days after Pesach, and I just want to point out that the idea of Pesach is not something that we leave behind when the Yom Tov is over, but rather the whole year should be in a way of going Pesach, meaning a jump, to go a big step forward, more than a step, a jump in our learning of Torah and doing the mitzvahs, just like Hashem, so to speak, jumped over the Jewish homes. So too, the idea of jumping is something we should take with us the whole year long. We try to jump forward, jump higher in our learning Torah and our doing of mitzvahs, goodness and kindness, davening, looking forward to Mashiach coming. All of this, we should try to continue in a Pesach sort of way throughout the year. In fact, although there is an honored custom by many people to have a line at the end of the Seder, at the end of the Haggadah, Chasal Seder Pesach, thus ends the Passover service. However, the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, did not have this line in his Haggadah. Why not? Because the Alter Rebbe said that the voda, the service of Passover, the spiritual concept of going out of our boundaries and limitations, should be something which should continue the entire year. Now, for today, we have a beautiful story. And the story begins like this. There was a chassid of the Rebbe Rishab, fifth Chabad Rebbe, who had a son, a good boy, a good bacher, and he needed a shidduch. There were actually two suggestions that were made to him. One was a young lady from a very fine family, wonderful midais. They were chassidim, very fine chassidish family. The young lady was a wonderful young lady, also with good midos, many other good qualities. The second suggestion was also from a very fine family, fine chassidish family in this case, and a wonderful girl, a wonderful young lady with all the good qualities. There was a major difference between the two suggestions, however. One was a family that was very wealthy, and the other was a family that was very poor. But the chassid didn't know what to do. Of course, you don't just choose somebody because they're from a wealthy family. And of course, you don't choose somebody just because they're from a poor family. And so therefore, he went to the Rebbe to consult, to discuss the situation with the Rebbe. The Rebbe suggested that he thinks that the girl from the poor family is the right one. Now, the chassid, of course, like all of us, we all want to be wealthy. We all want our children to be wealthy. And therefore, it was very natural for him to think, would have been nice if the Rebbe would have suggested the richer girl, the girl from the richer family. And therefore, he had a slight thought that perhaps the Rebbe was really just looking out for his family, because it really actually was the fact that the girl from the poor family was somewhat related to the Rebbe. I'm not sure how. There was some relationship there. There was some family relationship. Therefore, the chassid thought, maybe the Rebbe is looking out for his family member, for somebody that is from his family, a cousin or whatever it might have been. After all, that's something which, according to the Torah, we're supposed to do. We're supposed to look out for our family members. Well, the Rebbe immediately understood what the chassid was thinking, and he said, you should know that any suggestion that I make is not for me at all. It's only for your benefit. Now, of course, the Rebbe, in this case, Rebbe Rishab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, the same thing applies to every Rebbe, and it also applies to the Lubavitcher Rebbe of our time, that all of his suggestions are not for him personally, but only for us, for his chassidim, his students, those who are connected with him, any Jew. And really, of course, the same thing is with all of Torah and mitzvahs. Hashem does not give us Torah and mitzvahs for his good. He gives it to us for our good. Hashem does not need the Torah and mitzvahs. We need the Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, this is a way to help us to increase the amount and the quality of our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs. Knowing that Torah mitzvahs is something which comes from Hashem for us, for our good, and so too all of the suggestions, instructions, and guidance which the Rebbe gives us, or anybody's Rebbe gives, are not for the Rebbe's good. They are rather for our good. And therefore, it helps to have this attitude that when we receive an instruction from the Rebbe, we should know it's something that is good for us. Because, for example, we're coming up now very soon to the Siyum HaRambam. About 42 years ago, the Rebbe suggested that everyone should get involved in learning Rambam, learning Maimonides. Some people to learn 3 chapters a day, finish the Rambam within 1 year. Some people to learn 1 chapter a day, finish the whole Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, the book of all the laws of the Torah, in 1 year. And some people to learn Sefer Mitzvahs, the book of Mitzvahs, which the Rambam wrote in an order that coordinates with the learning of the Mishnah Torah, to learn that each year. So it's a lot of learning. And a person might think, oh, why do you have to do so much learning? Why is it ever suggesting so much? And in addition, to learn Chumash and Rashi every day, and learn Tanya every day, and say the Tillim every day. Why do I have to do so much? But from our story, we see that these suggestions are all suggestions which are for our good. That it is a tremendous help and a tremendous way for us to grow in our learning in Torah and our doing of mitzvahs, to bring many, many blessings into our life, including and foremost, the blessing of Mashiach may come immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.